Now that we have the general picture of the Tosfos and the Rosh, why over here we say Achliku, why over there we say Kol Dom Var. I stressed to a number of you last night that this shtel of the Rosh and the Tosfos is only over here. There is no other place in Shas where there's a Mishnah that says that when you have a suffix of Mammon, you say Yachleku. There's a lot of cases of Drah Devamainas, which is something else. So this is the place where it says Yachleku, and the Mammon Rabbashi says Kol Dom Var, and that's why this whole Bachlik is broke out here. I want to build now much, much deeper. I want to start off with a Shiloh, which a number of you asked me. Tosfos told to make a rule that the rules that govern when you say Achleku, when you say Kol Dom Var, is totally an Eichzen. That means, according to Shitas Tosfos, the baseline Hachroa, the baseline Psak, is Kol Dom Var. Means when two people have a fight, he says mine, he says it's mine. What do you do? Kol Dom Var. When you have Shnayim Eichzen and you have a reason of an Ansadi, then we do Achleku. In fact, Tosfos, why did the Gemara compare Mara Shlishi to our Mishnah? Our Mishnah is a special miyuchadika case of Shnayim Eichzen. What's the Gemara want? Says Tosfos, because over there it's also called Shnayim Eichzen. So the Gemara's kasha was, you have a sibah to do. So the Gemara says, no, you can't do, because it's Eichzen Chorazim, it's going to be Dover. In fact, everybody, we're going to start now. Okay. Be'etzem, the Fishitas Tosfos, the baseline pshat, the baseline hachra of Sfeika Devamayna is called Dovar. When you have a Siba, like many of you stressed last night, called on Gval, if you sheet us, Tosfos is not a great psak, by the way. Tosfos doesn't have all, like I said yesterday, he can keep grabbing back and forth, but you know, some of you were mercy that I called it a psak even. I was going to cobble the mocha, I don't have a problem, it's Seder. But that's the din, okay? So the baseline din by all Sfeika Devamayna is what it's called. It's called Dovar. When you have a Shnayim Eichzen, what did Rabbi say? So then, when you have a Shnayim Eichzen, you have a Siba to do a Yachleku, an Ansadi, we do Yachleku. So why in Mana Shlishi don't you do it? Hell, in Mana Shlishi, as strange as it sounds, is also called Shnayim Eichzen. We explained why. So the answer is that Yachleku Chosemes? I can't do Chaluk. I can't name under it. Fine. So the big kasha is, I go back to Kol Dom Var. Why Emunach? That's the big problem. The big problem is that if the rules are, hey, this kasha is a good opportunity to chazav over the rules. Normally the psak is always Kol Dom Var. Always. Always and only. When you have a sibah to do Yachleku, you have an ansadi, you have a shnayim b'chus, you do Yachleku. What happens if I have an ansadi with a Yachleku and I can't do it because Yachleku Chelos Emes? Which I explained is that we're not going to go do a Kromazach. When you're looking for the truth, we don't do Kromkain. So then what? Okay, so you get the Yachleku, so do Kol Dom Var. Where did Yemunach come from? What type of psak is Yemunach? You don't know what to do. Kol Dom Var. I'll ask you very simple. But Mana Shlishis, there's a fight about the Mana Shlishis. Zerim Rishali, Zerim Rishali. So pass the Kol Dom Var. We don't activate Yachleku. Yachleku goes out. We don't want to do Yachleku. Okay, so go back to the other psak. What is Yemunach? It's like this. What's hold the chesed now? According to the Rosh, I don't have a kasha. Because the Rosh also says that Mana Shlishi is called Shnayim Eichzen. We'll talk about why he said it, but he says it. The Rosh also says that Mana Shlishi is called Shnayim Eichzen. If it's called Shnayim Eichzen, the Rosh taught us a klal that whenever you have Shnayim Eichzen, we don't let one guy steal from the other. So according to the Rosh, it's mamash niflamoid. But Mana Shlishi, you can't do Kol Dom Var because it's Shnayim Eichzen. When you're Shnayim Eichzen, you can't steal from one from the other. So what do? You can't do Chalukah because they're Chalukah Zemes. You can't do Kol Dom Var. We don't let one guy steal from the other. What do? You do Yemunach. But according to Tosfos, Tosfos doesn't hold to this. He said he's not allowed to steal one from the other. How do we know that, by the way? A, Tosfos doesn't say it. And B, Tosfos doesn't bring the raya from Naska the Rababa that the Rosh and the Rabbeinu Tam bought. The Rosh and the Rabbeinu Tam brought a raya from Naska the Rababa that you can't steal one guy from the other, correct? Tosfos didn't speak about this whole call. In Tosfos, it doesn't appear this concept that one guy's stealing from the other. And a lot of you, by the way, came and asked, who says it's called stealing? That's the psak. Rakaparavatosa doesn't appear this yesoid that one guy can't steal from the other. If so, have a kasha. Why, when on a shlishi, don't you do kol dalangvar? You can't do chalukah rizeh chalukah rizeh. So do kol dalangvar. What do you tell me? It's shlaim rizeh, one guy can't steal from the other, like the Rosh said? Taz doesn't hold that yesoid. Taz doesn't say that yesoid. Taz doesn't prove that yesoid. Taz doesn't mention that yesoid. So Taz says one yesoid. That when you have shlaim rizeh, you have an antadi, we do chalukah. But I can't do chalukah rizeh chalukah rizeh. To go back to kol dalangvar. The kol dalangvar is the baseline shot. That's the correct way of resolving sveikas. Just when you have an anan sadi, we go a step up and we take on that half. So we give you half. When I can't give you half, so go back to kol dalangvar. So like the Rosh, I don't have a kasha. The Rosh said in his story that whenever you have shneimers, then you're not allowed to do kol dalangvar. Ki ein laniach echad digzal asasheni. So then it's beautiful. The Gemara that having been over there held that it's shneimers and I can't do kol dalangvar. Let me do chalukah. Let me do chalukah. I can't do chalukah. But according to Tesis, I'm starting off today's proceedings with a big kasha. Why don't you do kol dalangvar by Mana Shlishi? Like the Rosh is not sure. Like Tesis, it's very sure. You're asking anything I said. The Rosh says we say nothing. I don't understand. He doesn't hold it this Yisoid that we can all have to steal what we did. I don't know what you're talking about. What do you mean we see? So, since we can't pass Kenyachweku and we have a suffix in front of us, so resolve the suffix. You can steal it, you can steal it. We're not doing the Zakar Yachweku. What Anan Sadi said, we're not doing because it's Zakar Yachweku. So, we're not doing it. So, why? Let's say it. So, you have a suffix in front of you, so do go along. Bye. One second. Hold on a second. I have 2 hours to say in exactly 45 minutes. Yeah. Talk. In order to answer this kasha, I want to go to the heart of the sugya. In order to answer this kasha, I want to go to the heart of the sugya. Tosfos brought down that the Gemara asked the kasha, "Why should we say achleku?" Gemara asked, "Why should we say achleku? It's called an atzadi." What did we answer? Enoch Luka Kalos Emes. How does Tosfos explain the words Enoch Luka Kalos Emes? It's not the derech to go by the Mana Shlishi, right? When one guy gets 200, that's in the middle, the other guy buys the other out. Ain't derech. What about Shnayim Adukim Bishtar? Why is it called Chalukah Kalos Emes? What did Tosfos figure out? Verse. What did Tosfos figure out? Why by Shnayim Adukim Bishtar is it called Chalukah Kalos Emes? Because there is such a phenomenon that people pay off half a loan. There's such a thing. So you'll all agree with me that according to Tosfos, the measuring rod that defines Chalukah Chalos Emes is practicality. Is it derech? Is it not derech? Is it practical? Is it not practical? Is it reasonable? Is it not reasonable? That's clear, okay? The Rosh has a whole different world of Chalukah Chalos Emes. I'm going to build a whole binyan from the inside, obviously. I want to first of all explain how he learns Chalukah Chalos Emes, and then I'm going to say why he learns that way, and why Tosfos couldn't learn that way. As a result, look inside. The Rosh says, okay, look inside. I'm going to read the words inside, and then I'm going to touch it up. It says over here, Dvorim Lerom, the Rosh is Rosh Shaking. And the Loshen of the Rosh that I'm going to read is brought down Lahalacha from the Torah. And Simon Kuf Lamaches, he brings down the rules the way the Rosh says it, but Lashayna has off. Okay, let's learn inside. Says the Rosh, Wesley, could you please open catch over your Rosh? There's a second call. He had long enough already on the first call. He did just come. So lovely he did. Look inside. So the Russian says, by Mitzia, it could very well be both of theirs. Why? Why could it be both of theirs? Because it could be they both picked it up together and they made a mistake. He thought he picked it up a minute before. In a case where he took money from both guys, it could be both of them. It could be sold it to both. Alaf and Mecca from Amka, the Nakas was Mechadminav. Even in a case where he sold it and only took money from one guy, where he clearly only sold it to one guy, Oy, Bezelman, Erektir, Bezelman, Erektir, one guy says, I needed the sweater, I needed the sweater, where there's no makom for a mistake. The Vadik, Ramos, Betana, same, one of them is for sure lying. There's no way to bridge the tainus. So when two guys say, I found it, I can bridge the tainus and say they both found it, they made a mistake. When two guys say the guy sold it to me and they both gave money, it could be sold it to both. What about a case where only one guy gave money, where he only sold it to one, so one of them is for sure lying? Well, the classic case of Rami, where there's no makom for a mistake. I say, I needed the sweater. He says, I needed the sweater. These Ramos, I feel like I'm in a there's no mistake. One guy says, I paid. The other guy says, you didn't pay. So that one of them is for sure lying. There's no way to bridge it. He brings another ride up by Vada Ramay. We say, why? Because the case of Monashlishi is also Vada Ramay. One guy says the 200 is mine, the other one says 200 is mine. There's no way to bridge it. And yet the Gemara over there says, Hi, my Yam Bishon Rabban, Hosom Vada Haman, the Chavir Rabbi Rabbi Hemurach. Hokadik the Rabbi Rabbi Shuv, the Hiskir time of the Ramay, the Kabbal Rabbi Yasi. Rabbi Yasi over there holds the concept of Ramay, which we'll talk about when we get there. Hosom Vadi Gramay, Hokalek Rabbi Tarbu. Almo the Rabban, Kolekadik the Rabbi 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 So since the Gemara wanted it, we should say, Achloiku, even by Monashlishi, we're over there, you're a Vada Ramay, you're for sure lying. There's no way to bridge the tainus. So we see that by Vada Ramay, we say what? Yachloiku. Now watch this. B'chol midi, and everywhere. By the way, I don't teach you how to learn a Rosh. I'm going to go slowly today. But b'chol midi, and everywhere, the Yikamir Tavayahu, everywhere, where's the everywhere going on, by the way? But what's the everywhere going on? Tell me. What's the B'chol Midi? B'chol Midi is going on all the cases that I just bought. He's explaining. And all those places, I'm just for argument's sake, I'm going to pick out one of them. Shnayim Adukim B'shtar. B'chol Midi, and in every case, D'ikl Me'er Tavayu Kredim Shneidim Afalkusim, in every case where I can know that it's both of them before they argued, right here, he started to faint, before they argued, B'chol Barring Manashlishi, except for Manashlishi, the Kredim Shneidim Afalkusim, before they argued, Yadu Al Anifkaju Kol Echem Hen. The Nifka knew that it was one of them even before they opened their mouths. Then he throws this again, he says the same thing, the last line, the Rosh. Ki yadua la Nifka kredim shenoida machlokusum shein shol shneim. Oy vey. Oy vey. I want to ask three kashas. Number one is, the Rosh says that the reason why by Monashlishi, it's Eina Chaluk Yecholei Yosemes, is because the Nifka knows before they open their mouths that it's not both of them. Okay? The Rosh says that the reason why by Monashlishi it's Eina Chaluk Yecholei Yosemes is because the Nifka knows before they open their mouths, he knows that it's only one of them, right? Question number one is, what does that mean in English? I don't know. Nifka, who's talking about the Nifka? Nifka knows, Nifka doesn't know what's going on over here. He says it twice. He says it once in the bottom of the page. He says it once at the end of the simon. The Nifka knows. Yadua la Nifkat. So my first question in general is, what does that mean? Why is that a factor, a measuring rod, or whether it's what the Nifka knows? You read as Azach, it's Greek. It's Greek. You wouldn't be able to translate it into Arabic. I don't know what they would do. Well, what does that mean? The Nifka knows before they argue that it's not any of the, that's the criteria. Aleph. Bayes is, I don't understand. I'm going to ask a blunt kasha. And Bayes, kasha number two, is the Iker kasha. When Tosfos comes to explain the rules of Chaluk Yecholei Yosemes, how does he explain it? It's derech or it's not derech? Is it the way? I mean, is it reasonable to expect that the Monashlishi was bought out by the guy? Or alternately not? So Tosfos says, Monashlishi, it's not the derech. By Choyv, it is the derech. I'm going to ask a very blunt question. It's the derech or it's not the derech? What are you busy hacking me a cup with the Nifka knew, the Nifka didn't know? Answer my question. Tell me. It's the derech to buy the third mana or it's not the derech? If it's not the derech, so say so, it's not the derech. If it is the derech, so what are you hacking me a cup with the Nifka? It's Yecholuk Yecholei Yosemes. I would expand kasha number two and say, you all notice the Rosh doesn't b'chol discuss practicalities. It's the derech or not the derech. I want to know practically. It's Yechoyla Liyos Emes. Could it be that people buy out the third mana? Well, this, either yes or no. If the derech is to buy out the third mana, so it's Chalukah Chalas Emes. What are you telling me it's not? What are you telling me the Nifka knows that it's not? What are you telling me that it's not Chalukah Chalas Emes? Elmai. Like Tosis says, people don't buy out the third mana. So say so and leave us alone with this Nifkat business. The Nifkat knows before the Bach. Like, what's going on over here? I'm asking the same question in two ways. My first question is, what does it mean, this measuring rod that the Nifkat knows? Who cares? What does that mean? Who's the Nifkat? My second question is, why doesn't he say the rules of Tosis? Is it Derech or it's not Derech? Is it the Derech or it's not the Derech? Is it the Derech or it's not the Derech? What's going on over here? What's Tutsuch over here? What's happening over here? Is it the derech to buy the Mona Shlishi or it's not the derech to buy the Mona Shlishi? Is it the derech to buy the Mona Shlishi or not to buy the Mona Shlishi? Yes or no? If it's the derech, so then it's Yichoy Elias Emes. So do Chalukah. And if it's not the derech, so say it's not the derech. What do I care about the Nifka? The third question on the Rosh is this line that I stressed before. Ubechol midi. De'ikol lemeir betavayu koydim shenoydim achlokuson. What's chol midi going on? Chol midi is saying that all the things that I just said, which are vada ramai, ubechol midi, if it was chalukei achoy leos emes, before we knew about the machlokes, so then you do yachloku. So my third question is, what is he talking about? One of the cases that he's talking about is where, for example, he's talking about what? Ubechol midi. What's one of the chol midi? No, not much. B'shtar medukim b'shtar. So I want to talk about b'shtar medukim b'shtar. B'shtar medukim b'shtar. Why is it Yechoy Elias Emes? If I would ask you. Because people pay up here for debt, right? So what's he hacking a cup that Tavayu Kredim Shenoydim Achlokusim? Hello, when he says Ubechol midi, he's going on all the cases that he just said, right? All the cases that I just said, you know why it's Chalukah Chalas Emes? Because over there, as opposed to Mana Shlishi, which is the Nifkat knows that it's not, in the other cases, Lifnei Machlokusam, it's Ika Lameira Tavayu, Koidim Machlokusam. Vege Hakasha, what do I care about Koidim Machlokusam? Meduyik in the Rosh, the La'acha Machlokusam, it's not Noida. What does he say? Obachal, Midi, if before, here's the words. In all the cases, if before you knew the machlekes, it was possible that it was both of theirs, that's kudichar leis emes. I don't understand. And why is he kvetching lefnei shenoy de machlekusam mitzichar leis emes? Meduyek der la'achar shenoy de, it's what? It's not, why not? People pay up here for they don't pay up here, make up your mind. Oh, we'll get to you in a second. He's saying a whole shekel Torah. I'm missing a kasha from it. This kasha stage, first of all. What he's saying, Tosfos doesn't hold it, by the way. No. But Tosfos is not like that. Tosfos is called Yechoy Elias Emes. I don't understand you. Tosfos is Yechoy Elias, because you have behef. Fegich. The Rosh doesn't say that. The Rosh doesn't say the word behef. I'm asking a kasha. What if I said that before they said? Meduyek in the Rosh, that after they said Fegich, if what's feeding the Yechoy Elias Emes is that people pay half, so people could have paid half after also. One second, I'm asking a kasha, what does he say? He says it's not, which doesn't make any sense. One second, Tais doesn't say like that, Tais doesn't say like that. Tais says, if they pay half, it's called Yechoy Elias Emes. What did the Rosh say? The Rosh said that it's called Yechoy Elias Emes because Koidim Shenoidim Achlokusom. Figure a kasha, why that for Koidim Lacha also? By the way, I'm going to ask you very cynically, why Koidim Shenoidim Achlokusom could it be true? Because it could be the guy paid half, right? So Lacha Machlokusom also. That's my kasha. My kasha is, why koidim shenoidim achlokusam could it be half? Could maybe the guy paid half, right? So that possibility exists afterwards also. That's the cynical way of asking the kasha. Here's three kashas, by the way. Kasha number one is, what does it mean by mona shlishi that the nifka knows that it's not? Kasha number two is, make up your mind, it's the derech or it's not the derech. Kasha number three is, why when he explains those that it's called Yechoy Elias Emes, he says it's called Yechoy Elias Emes because noida lefnesha noida, midurik de la'achash noida, it's no good. Fekir HaKasha, I don't understand. Why lefnesha noida is it called Yechoy Elias Emes? Because there's a possibility that's half-half. That possibility is still here. Either there is a possibility like that or there isn't a possibility like that. And hovering over all of this is the kasha of, why doesn't the Rosh speak about what the derech is? It's the derech or not the derech? It's realistic or not realistic? So the Rosh is there's two sides of the same coin. He says that in order to be a Chayel Elias Emes, it has to be Noida, it has to be Lifnei Shenoida Machlokusam. He has two sides of the same coin, I was happy. In order to be called Yecholi Yasefes, it has to be Lifnation Noida Machlokusam. I know what that means. And in order to be called Einachlukas MS, it has to be that Lifnei Machlokusam, the Nifka knew before anybody came in that it was only one of those. So you're all realizing now that the Rosh, when he talks about Einachlukas MS, he's talking about what was the state of affairs before they came in. Sai when he says why it's called Chalukas MS. Sai when he says why it's not called Chalukas MS. He talks about the state of affairs before they open their mouths. As they stay at the Rosh and the Taisus. When he discusses the rules of Chalukas MS and not, what's he talking about? He's talking about the practicalities. Yeah, derech and not derech, realistically. Well, first of all, I want to explain the Rosh, and then I'm going to explain the Machlokes Rosh and Tosafos Shitasei, and then we'll go back to the big kasha I asked before. What did the Rosh mean? First of all, it's clear from the Rosh. Let's build. Let's build step by step. So it's clear from the Rosh. It's clear from the Rosh, crystal clear. It's clear from the Rosh, crystal clear, that the kvias, what's kveya, the criteria for Yechol HaSemes and not Yechol HaSemes, is not practicalities, whether it's derech or not. He clearly argues on Tosfos. He doesn't say it, he doesn't pick it out, he doesn't discuss it, he discusses something else. Fei the Machlekes, Ach the Machlekes. He clearly learns a different set of rules, what's called Yechol HaSemes. At the end of the process, I'm going to explain why. Balzen. It's like this. The Rosh held that the practicalities don't interest me. Marshall, we'll talk about, I'm going to focus on Shtayim Aduk and Bishtar. It's a beautiful case. They're both tafos, and it's Yechol HaSemes practically. The Rosh doesn't talk about that. He doesn't talk about the fact that it was practical, not practical. It is the derech, not the derech. He talks about something else completely. And he doesn't talk about it. He doesn't mention it. You know, it's the whole Rosh. He doesn't say here's the derech. It's not his issue. It's not his agenda. Why not? The answer is as follows. Shtayim Aduk and Bishtar, I want to pass Kinechaliku. Can't do called on Gvar. Why can't I do called on Gvar by Shnaim Aduk and Bishtar? I can't be one that be Gezel Losheini, he's Tefsim. So I do Yachleku. Default Pshak number 2. No, what's this? It's a Dinko Chalik MS. What do you tell me? It's MS. Why is it MS? People all pay up loans. Didn't interest the Rosh. It didn't interest the Rosh Kiyos there. What Tefsim says that the Derech is people to pay up loans and therefore it's practical. Moirad Rabbeza didn't interest the Rosh. It didn't interest him. Why not? The Rosh said, Haloi, what's causing the suffix over here? What's the Leibas of suffix over here? What's the Matzav of the suffix here? What's causing the suffix over here? The Tainus, correct? He said, I owe me $1,000, and he said, I paid. Lefi the Tainus. Lefi the Tainus. Lefi your Tainus. One of them is about the Rami, correct? Lefi your Tainus is a possibility of AFF? No. You're not allowing, because one of you is lying. You said nothing, you said everything. Now, if you want to know in the realistic world, in the theoretical world, in the world of Mitzias, could it be that it paid up here? Absolutely. But that's not the pshat of Erech Lukachos Emes. The pshat of Erech Lukachos, according to the Rosh, means something else. Imagine the practicalities. You want to go make a psak of Yechleku? Why making a psak of Yechleku? Because the matziv of the Sufik retains such a possibility. The matziv of the Sufik doesn't retain such a possibility. So, la'achar shenoida machlokusom, it's enach lukachos emes. And right here is where Tosfos and the Rosh crashed. Tosfos said it's called Yechol HaSemes. It could be the guy paid off. The Rosh said no. That's not called Yechol HaSemes. He built in light of the Tainus, which I'm reading on in parentheses, this is what created the Sufik. He built in light of the Tainus, which shaft the Sufik. There's no possibility of chetzi chetzi. There's no possibility he paid up. You didn't claim he paid up. He said I pay. He said you're a lawyer. The Meva, that's not called Yechol HaSemes. That's not called Yechol HaSemes. That in reality it could be true, it doesn't interest me, Bachal. But if I want to go make a psak of a suffix to go paskin yachleku, it has to be able to live within the realms of the taina. I'm going to say better, it has to be able to live within the realms of the suffix. The suffix has to be able to carry such a possibility. I repeat, the suffix, kemoish shahu, has to be able to carry such a possibility. Slowly. So why taka moiv rabbeisai? Ishtaim aduka bishtar kud yachol HaSemes. Halei la'achar shenoy demachlokusom, it's mufurish in the Rosh, it's not kod Yechol HaSemes, not like Tosfos. So why is it talking kod Yechol HaSemes? Says the Rosh, a bomb. Chomidi di'ikul emeir etavayu kodim shenoy demachlokusom, says the Heilige Rosh. B'shtar maduk and b'shtar, when two guys come into a bez and holding on to a shtar. Before they open their mouths, is there a reasonable possibility that in the state of affairs of two guys walking and holding into a star, is there a possibility of half-half? Yes? Before they open their mouths, it's not my loss, it's another rush. Is there a possibility that it was half-half? Yes. That's enough to get the Pesach of Yachleku off the ground. Somewhere in the state of Suffolk, there was a possibility of half. Is if lach shenoy the machlokusim it could be half. That's more ridiculous. For example, by Talis, even after noy the machlokusim could be half, because it could be they made a mistake and they picked it up together. It could be the guy sold it to both. But in the case of shnaybadukim v'shtar, achar shenoy the machlokusim, there's no possibility of half half. So we're not going to go make a psak suffik of half half if the suffik doesn't allow for such a possibility. Says the Rosh, it's okay. Because koydim shenoy de machlokusim, before they open their mouths, it could carry such a possibility, yeah? That's enough to make a psak of yachleku, because the matziv, how this thing appeared in Bezdin, could carry such a possibility. Now, even though it's true that when they opened their mouths, it ruined that possibility. When they opened their mouths, but to paskin a psak sofik of yachleku, that's enough. La fuke wat, manashlishi. Why is manashlishi worse? You hear the beauty? Why is manashlishi worse? Moir abravois, eh? So manashlishi is like this. La achash en noy de machlokuson. After they talk, there's no possibility of yachloku anymore. He says, I gave 200. He says, I gave 200. There's no room for mistake. What about lifnei? Also not. Why? Because the nifka knows that it's not true. So the state of affairs of the holding is holding in a way which doesn't allow for possibility of half-half. So by Monday, it's like this. In all, there are three types of cases. There are cases where the suffix could carry a possibility of half-half. What's that case? Talis. Mekachomemker by two people when you gave money. There could be both. There are cases where you can't have a psak of yachleku anymore. For example, Manashlishi and Shnaimadukim Bishtar. But you have cases is where Lefnei Shenoy the Machlokusum, it could have been a possibility of half-half. That's enough to paskin yachleku. 1 minute, even though there's no suffix yet. That's enough. That's enough to say that this case could carry such a possibility. The case. Halo yachleku is a psak suffix lefi the rosh, right? So I want, in order to go paskin yachleku, we're not paskin because we know it's emes, but it has to be epis. So if the case, k'moy shehu, could carry a possibility of half, even if it's la'achash and the machlokusum not, but after the machlokusum, it's also after something. By the way, what I just said, the Rosh says explicitly. It's not my, I'm not putting words that he says. V'chol midi shel yoshdeim lefnei shenoy the machlokusum, that's also enough. La'afuki manashlishi, we're there, say la'achash and the machlokusum, say lefnei shenoy the machlokusum, the state of affairs is not a state of yachleku. We can't give such a psak of yachleku.
Why should Bezdin recognize?
And therefore, I'll explain again. Because Bezdin's not reckoning with it. It's a psak sofik, okay? In order for the psak sofik to get off the ground, there has to be a possibility in this case of yachleku. In order to be called that there's a possibility in this case of yachleku, either after the tainus that they said, or before the tainus that they said, the sofik has to... We used to have these arguments, right? I'm answering you. I'm explaining. Because the word is the case has to be able to carry such a possibility. There are cases where it could carry such a possibility even after they open their mouths, like our Mishnah, where he says, I found it. It could be they both found it together. There are cases where Lachi says, I don't have the possibility, but the Etzim Mitzias could carry such a possibility. And then there are cases where Etzim Mitzias can't be such a thing, like Roman Shlishi. And the Rosh has a huge chiddush, I agree, that the criteria for Chaluk Yichelias Emes has to be, it's at the matzv, because you want to go make a chalukah sofik, it has to be there's such a possibility to the zach. One minute. The fisa. What I'm saying is, emes lamito shel Torah. I'm just reading the Russian side. The fisa, if you'll ask me, so my rabbi say, is it the derech to buy out or not the derech to buy out? Please, I'll ask you, is it the derech or not the derech? It doesn't interest the Rosh. It's not important. I'm going to say something very blunt. It could be by manashlishi, it is the derech to buy out. I don't care. Let's see a cheshbon. La'achash and the machlokusim, after they open their mouths, one guy said the hundredth mine, the other guy said the hundredth mine. I don't care if it's the derech. And before that, where the nifkan knows there's only one of them, also. So I'm saying a revolutionary Zach. It could be that people do buy out $100. It could be this is there. I don't care. It doesn't interest me. But if you're tying as it can't be. That's Lach, Hashanah, the Machlokusim. And the Phoenician, the Machlokusim. What's the state of affairs? And if guy's holding it for one guy, correct? He knows that there's only one account. I can't even. But he knows the state of affairs. We don't even begin to, we don't talk about buying out until we open their mouths. We look at the state of affairs to feel what the Nifkad knows, okay? No, that's not his job to go ahead and waste such a possibility, okay? It's also like that. But yeah. Fight. Okay, one second. How do I answer all three kashas? I want to repeat again. Kasha number one is, I want to repeat again now. And this is all hooked up to the big raid that's coming. Kasha number one was, what do you mean the Nifkad knows before they came that it's neither of those? That it's only ones. It's only one. Nifkad, who cares? The Teretz is, what's the Teretz of that Kasha? The Teretz is because after they open their mouths, for sure they're going to look at Chalil Yosemis. Just the Rosh HaRetzad, that Lefnation, the Machlokusim, is also enough to give it a Shem Ruchaluk Yechel Yosemis. He says, no, Nifkad doesn't. Kasha number two, I asked, what's he busy hacking with the Nifkad? Is it the Derech? It's not the Derech. The Derech doesn't interest me, Bachal. That's not the topic. The topic is the state of the Sofik. Kasha number three was, by the whole Midi, he says, because Koidim Shanoida, Fegech, and what Lacha Shanoida? It's not. People don't pay off loans, they do. So what do you have to hack a couple of Lefnation Shanoida? The third Kasha is the Iker. What does he say that Bekol Midi, Lefnation Noida, Machlokusim, it could be both? Meduyek, the Lacha Shanoida, it can't be. Why not? It could be. People pay off loans. The answer is that Lacha Shanoida, Machlokusim, the ball game's over. Because we reckon with the Tainas, we reckon with the Suffolk. We don't reckon with the reality. So Lacha Shanoida Machlokusim, the ball game's over. The Suffolk can't carry such a possibility. If Nation Noida Machlokusim, the Suffolk could carry such a possibility, and that's why Bashnaim Adukun Rasar. So I want to say something very blunt now. Where's the Machlokus Tosis and the Ran, Rosh? Why Bashnaim Adukun Bashtar is called Yechel Yosemis? Why Bashnaim Adukun Bashtar is called Yechel Yosemis? Why? Why? According to Tosis, what's the reason why it's called Yechel Yosemis? It's possible. According to the Rosh, why is it called Yechel Yosemis? Because the Phoenician, no, the Machlokus, and it could be. They paid it, we don't know. Correct? My rabbi say, this machlokes of what Yechel Yosemis is, that she tossed him in a very, very deep way, and we've arrived with short tovim mitzlachas at the heart of the sugya. Watch. According to Tosis, why do we do Yachalikul in the Mishnah? According to Tosis, why do we do Yachalikul? Let's now pull everything together. My rabbi say, why do we do Yachalikul in the Mishnah? So we do Yachalikul in the Mishnah, why? Because, what was it? We do Yachalikul because we have a sibah to do Yachalikul. We have a positive reason to Yachalikul. I'll say it even sharper. It's a psak vaday. The Anantali supports it. My rabbi say, if that's the reason why you're doing Yachalikul, so what's Yachalikul Yechel Yosemis mean? What do you mean? I have Anantali. I have a reason to Yachalikul. It's a psak vaday. I know the half is yours. The answer is, Bezin doesn't do Chromadinim. Bezin doesn't do Chromadinim. So according to Tosfos, what's Yachalikul Yechel Yosemis means? I have a reason to Yachalikul. I have a reason to Yachalikul. I have a positive thing telling me that half is his. When I say the word telling, I don't mean Ha'chacha, I mean the din. So what's the reason why Yachalikul Yosemis? It's a reason, watch what I'm going to say now. It's a sibah why we shouldn't do Yachalikul? No, we have an Antzadi we spoke about. Just what? It's an exterior din that we don't do chroma things. That means there is a sibah to do Yachalikul. The sibah is still intact. The Antzadi is here. Listen to the beauty I'm going to say. So why don't you do it? Because we don't do chroma things. So what do I need in order to get out of that problem? I need Noida Machlokusim before, afterwards. All I need is one thing. What do I need? I need one thing and one thing only. It shouldn't be Krum. The minute that it's not Krum, because it could be true. You'll tell me, what do you mean? But the feed there Titus and the feed the Suffolk. And the feed the Suffolk that was Noila, there's no such possibility. My rabbi say, according to Titus, Yachalik is not a Psak Suffolk. Yachalik is not a Psak Suffolk. It's not a Psak Suffolik. It's a Psak Vada. I know why I'm doing Yachalik. Half is yours, half is yours. So what do you mean Yachalik is not a Psak? Who cares? Teretz says we don't do Krumah things. It's not Krum! I, the feed their Machlekis. Who cares? I'm giving you half because I know that half is yours. So there's only one criteria. Whether or not Yachalik is not a Psak. Are we doing a Zach that's fundamentally corrupt or not? The answer is it's not Vada corrupt because it could be people pay off. But according to the Rosh, my rabbi said, we have no reason why we're doing Yachalikul. Why are we doing Yachalikul according to the Rosh? Psak Suffolk. So what does Yachalikul Yosemis mean? Yachalikul Yosemis means something else completely. That doesn't mean that's Krum we don't do. We don't have a reason to Yachalikul over here. We're doing Yachalikul as a toss-up. We don't know what to do. What else will you call the mean? We're not going to go paskin up saksofik when the sofik doesn't carry it. Don't do it krumkite. So even if you tell me that it's not krum because it could be that people, it doesn't interest me. I want to know whether there's a reason to do a psak sofik of yachloiku, and in order to do a psak sofik of yachloiku, the sofik has to carry such a possibility. Says the Rosh, the sofik has to carry such a possibility. That's not totally in the real world. That's not totally in mitzias. That's not totally in what the derech is. That's not totally what happens. That's totally in what the state of the sofik is after the machlekes, and what the state of the sofik is before the machlekes. That's emes lamita shel Torah. That's why the Rosh and Tosfos had a world war. What are the criteria? What are the rules for Einachuk Echolios Emes? The Fitaisis, Einachuk Echolios Emes doesn't uproot the Siba for Yachleiku. The Siba for Yachleiku is Chayv Kaib, there's an Anan Sadi. Just you have an exterior din, I'm stressing the word. You have an exterior outside din that says don't do Kroma things, so Kromkai has to be checked in the world of reality. Is this, in the end of the day, going to be corrupt or not? Derech or not derech. But according to the Rosh, the Chaluk is a Chaluk Sarsafik. The rule of Eichluk Zemes we see in the Rosh Hashanah set of rules. Do we bechalal have a psak of Yechleku over here? If it's Eichluk Zemes, there's no psak Yechleku here, bechal, because Yechleku or psak Sofik is only if the Sofik carries such a possibility. Starts the Rosh Hashanah. When I want to go define whether the Sofik carries the possibility of Yechleku, I don't look at the real world, do people pay or not? I want to look at the Sofik. I have to put the Sofik under the microscope. There are two ways I look at the Sofik. One is after the Machlekes and one is before. After the machlekes, I can't because they contradict each other. And before the machlekes, I could. But honestly, I can't. That's nifl moed lamita shel Torah. So we have a machlekes over here. Why is moed shlishi enech lukkha zemes? Is it because it's not the derech? Or because the nifka knows and the suffix doesn't allow for such a possibility? If he's this. Niflidikal Shitasin Hamodas Advorma, what Enchuk Khilas Emes means. I'm gonna go back to the Kasha I started off with. Why by Mana Shlishi, where you don't do Chalukah because Enchuk Khilas Emes, why don't we do what? Do Kodamba? So according to the Rosh, I said it's not sure why, my rabbi say. Because you're not allowed to steal one guy from the other. But according to Taisus, who says that you're allowed to steal, so if you can't do Yachleku, because an Ansari doesn't work, go back and do what? I'll tell you what the Teretz is. La Mita Shol Torah. And I'll tell you why the Rosh couldn't hold of it. The Rosh Lashitasa could only say his shot. V'azra is why. Hold on to your seats now. But based on quite the taste is, why do we say Yachleku? Which name is it? Elephant, they know. Yeah. I used to be like you when I was your age. Rosh went crazy for me. Yeah. He used to say the end of the sentence every time. Why do we say Yachleku by our Mishnah? We have an Anansadi. Hold on to your seats now. You with me? Why do we say Yachleku? Because we have an Anansadi. What do you want to say now? In fact, the Gemara of Arashdi should also say Yachleku. In fact, he says Yachleku, Anansadi. He's holding for both, slowly. So Mana Shlishi has an Ansadi. So what is really the correct psak by Mana Shlishi? What should have been the psak? What is the richtig psak by Mana Shlishi? What's the richtig psak? Kabishmai Galio. What's the psak that should be? Yachleku. You have an Ansadi. Well, why don't you do it, by the way? Why do you do it? It's a Krumazach. Yeah. Why do you do it? It's a Krumazach, yeah. She's going to put up with what? He's an elephant. I was the exact same thing 40 years ago. What? It's your hashpa. Everyone's following you, yeah? Listen carefully. Watch the tiefkeit. By Mana Shlishi, the Gemara is, you should say Yachleku. Why? Because it's Eichzen. Fictasis, it's Eichzen over there? Yeah, it's Eichzen. Share, the Nifkat holds for both. Eichzen, watch. So what La Mita Shel Torah, Kapish Vay Galio, what's your psak? What's your psak? Yachleku. Why did you do Yachleku over there, by the way? Because it's Krum. That it's Krum takes away the Siba for the Yachleku. That it's Krum says that the Psak shouldn't be Yachleku. No. The Richter Psak is an Ansadi here. I just can't do it because it's Krum. Bezin doesn't do Krum things. So why should I go to Kol Domva? The Psak is Yachleku. You can't do it. So you're stuck. You're Monach. That's the answer. The answer of Fitaisis, why I don't call him Vari, is, what do you mean? Because the Richter Gepsak is Echleiku. Why is the Richter Gepsak Echleiku? Because Anan Tzadi. Nobody ever said there's no Anan Tzadi Ba'on HaShlishi. And a Chalukah doesn't mean there's no Anan Tzadi. There's an Anan Tzadi. We don't do Kruma things. Okay, you don't do Kruma things, so you're stuck. The Richter Gepsak, the Pesak that you should do proactively is what? It's Echleiku. You don't do it because it's Krum. That's an exterior problem. So you're stuck. The Pesak is Echleiku. You can't do it. You do Kol Bangwar. You do Yemunach. 1 minute. But the Rosh can't hold that Torah. That's why. The Rosh can't hold that's the Torah. Why not? Because according to the Rosh, when it's Enech Lukachel Esemes, what is that? What is Enech Lukachel Esemes to Zayif? Enech Lukachel Esemes to Zayif? That there's no Psak Yachloiku. Because according to the Tosis, that the Sibu for the Yachloiku is that Ansadi that you won't have. That Sibu blames Chai V'Kayim. There's a Sibu you should get half. Just I can't, Bezdin can't give you half because it's Krum. Say this all, Yei Monach. But according to the Rosh, we never had a Sibu why he gave you half. That was yesterday's raid. So why passing Yachloiku? Psak Sofik. And what does Enech Lukachel Esemes mean? Doesn't mean Krumkite. How do I know it doesn't mean Krumkite? How do I know that if either Rosh Enech Lukachel doesn't mean Krumkite? Because the Rosh doesn't talk about Derech or not Derech. He doesn't talk about Mitzias. He doesn't talk about reality. He doesn't talk about Krumkite. What does the Rosh talk about? Whether the Sofik could carry such a possibility. Why? Because Hilashi Tosle learns that the Yisrael Erech Lukachel is a Psak Sofik. So what is Erech Lukachel Esemes? Erech Lukachel Esemes says, I can't give a Psak Sofik of Erech Lukachel that the Sofik can't carry. So when it's Erech Lukachel Esemes, the Pshat is, there's a Sibu for Erech Lukachel? No! When it's Erech Lukachel Esemes, there's no Sibu for Erech Lukachel. This Sofik doesn't carry a possibility of Erech Lukachel. So it's Erech Lukachel Esemes, Erech Lukachel is not the Psak. In fact, the Gemara just to go back to what? So you should do what? Hold on, Gvar. What's the answer? You can't steal one guy from the other. About you can't steal one guy from the other, so we don't let you steal. That's why the Tosfos L'shitasa and the Rosh L'shitasa have to have two different terutzim on the kasha. Why b'mon shlishi we don't go back to kol don gvar when you can't do yachleiku? Because according to the Tosfos, who learns that even after the chulkichel ms, the sibu for the yachleiku blives because the side of yachleiku. And here's the L'shitasa. Vibal Tosfos learns there's a sibu for the yachleiku, which is a psak vadai. So the whole demech chulkichel is about in krumkite. Krumkite has two aspects to it. One is, it leaves the Siba intact. Krumkite doesn't say the Siba is not a Siba, just we can't perpetrate a Krumkite. But the Siba is still there. That's A. And the second akuda is that it's totally in reality. The Rosh who learns that it's not totally in reality, because he learns Erech Lukachel Esemes is completely different. He learns Erech Lukachel Esemes is that you can't make a Psak Sofik, that the Sofik itself can carry such a possibility. So I'm not interested in the reality. I have to look at the matzav of the Sofik, either Lefi, the Tainis, or after the Tainis. But that's a Klara, that if you have a Zah Sofik, that Sai Lefnei Machlekes, Sai Lacha Machlekes can carry such a possibility, so then Avada there's no Psak of Yachleku. So we have a new Machlekes over here between Taisus and the Rosh, whether Enech Lukachel Esemes knocks out the Psak of Yachleku or not. According to Tosfos, Enech Lukachel Esemes doesn't knock out the Psak. It just says, I can't do it. But the Sibu for the Psak is still here. So I can't do Yachleku because we don't do Kromazachim. But I'm not going to go to the long ground because the Richter Psak is my guy. The Psak of this thing is half-half. It's Melev, about that's the Psak. So we stick with the Psak. If you can't do the Psak, so you have Munach. But according to the Rosh, who holds that Enech Lukachel Esemes, L'shitosei, is b'chol not of order reality, it's not of order krumkei, it's a sibo. Why this Sofik can't have a Psak Sofik of what? Of Yachleku. Mail over there, once you have Enech Lukachel Esemes, what that to his wife is that there's no what? Psak of Yachleku b'chol. So Vada comes back to Kasha, so why don't you do Kol Dolan Gvar? Because Rosh L'shitosei holds, you're not allowed to steal one guy from the other. One second. I know what you're talking about. The Tesla says it's called holding. The Rush says it's called. The Rush says it's called holding. It says it first. The Rush says it first. It's called holding. At the end, it says it first. We'll get to it in a second. 1 second. I'll get to your cash in a second. What I'm going to say now is Lamita Shalteru. Watch. Tastes over here stelde weg een rule. Tastes over here stelde weg een rule. That we don't do chalukah, which is not Yichoy Elias Emes. In fact, there's a kasha. I found somebody who does chalukahs b'chol haTorah kula, which are not Yichoy Elias Emes. Who's that? Who's our friend? What? Our friend Zungus. He's going to become our friend in the coming weeks, Mitzvah Shem. So he says the kasha said, is a rule the Yichoy Elias Emes? Hello, older Yachlekus or Zungus are not Yichoy Elias Emes. For example, Shoshana Gachasapara. We don't know if the Uber died before or the Uber died after. Someone says Yachleku. Over there's not Yachal Semis. It's either before or after. So Tesis over this is rather my different type of suffix. We explained what's the teretz. So we explained that the only time you need Yachal Semis is when you're coming to make a Psak Vaday, when you're coming to Nemon, that's Emes. So Yachal Semis says it's Krum. If you're coming to make a Psak suffix, I don't care. That's what we explained to us, correct? I want to go over it. Why else? You need a Chalilas Emes if you tell us something, why some of us not? So we explained that in our Mishnah, we're coming to make up Sak Vade, because you're coming to do the truth. You're coming to Neman that this is what happened. So we say, we don't do criminal things. And some of us, we're not looking for the truth. Some of us is raw the mind, it's a mega suffix. We give you a Chalilas Emes. So I don't care if it's the truth or not. That's what we said. But according to the Rosh, L'chayra, it's very fair. According to the Rosh, the Chalilas Emes of our Mishnah is what? Sak Vade, Sak Suffix. Sak Suffix. And still we say it is a chalukah chalas emes. Why is something different? And by the way, it's interesting, the Rosh doesn't ask him, something doesn't answer. Eventually, the Rosh doesn't bring down something. Did you notice? After the Rosh said a whole arichos dvarim of a rule called chalukah chalas, he doesn't mention something. What happened to Tosfos? Tosfos, after he brought down the rule of chalukah chalas emes, he said, hey, wait a minute, something says you can do chalukah without chalukah chalas emes. And he said, apparently, it's throughout the mind, it's a different type of suffix. The Rosh didn't ask and the Rosh didn't answer. What's the chaluk of either Rosh? Both of them are chaluk asafik, by the way. Both of them are chaluk asafik. Both of them are chaluk asafik. They're both chaluk asafik. Over here it's a chaluk asafik, and yet we say you can't do them. Over there also not. I want to tie in it's punk fakert lamito shel Torah. It's punk fakert. According to Tosfos, why are we doing chaluk over here? We're doing chaluk on Ansad, we know for sure if it's yours. Atki de kach is very sure. So what's in a chaluk of chalas emes mean? We don't do chroma things. I want to explain now, in light of everything I said today, what that means. Really, you should do chalukah. Really, the psak is yachleku. I just proved that from where I just proved that from, that the psak blives yachleku from Anashlishi. So really, you should do yachleku, and the psak is yachleku, and the psak blives yachleku. This is what I'm going to say now. So why, Taka, don't you do yachleku if you have it in Ansadi? We don't do chroma things. In fact, this is, you don't do chroma things? So how could someone do a chroma zach? That's a more dicker kasha. I mean, according to Tosfos, that we do Yachleku because of an Ansadi. We do Yachleku because we have a Siba. We do Yachleku because of a Vadai. Yachleku, that Ansadi is so powerful that by Mana Shlishi, we have an Ansadi, we don't go back to Kodol and Var. You can't do it, you can't do it. Too bad. That's the Psak. So why don't you do it? We don't do Kromazachin. You don't do Kromazachin? Some of us don't Kromazachin. According to the Rosh, the Kasha doesn't stop Bechal. We never said you don't do Kromazachin. The Rosh said we don't do Kromazachin. We do Kromazachin all the time. So what's the Pshat Yechluk Chalas Emes according to the Rosh? Not that we don't do Kromazachin. Halei, the Rosh couldn't care less. It's the Derech. It's not the Derech. He doesn't interest him. According to the Rosh, what's the reason Yechluk Chalas Emes? If you want to make a Psak Machmas, the Suffolk, we can't do it because the Suffolk doesn't carry it. By some it doesn't apply. By some why I'm making Yechluku? Why I'm making Yechluku by some because draw the Ramayna. By Dror Dumayna, I have a Siba why I'm doing Yachleku. Over there, I couldn't care less what the suffix said, but the Dror Dumayna itself gives me Yachleku. It's a tiny punkfakert. Only Tosfos Lishitosu had the Kasha for Sukhus, because Tosfos Lishitosu, who learned that Yachleku has a positive reason, and the Pshat in Enechluk Chumas is an outside din that we, even though you should do Yachleku, you don't do it because of Krupkai, so why Sukhus different? But according to the Rosh, the Kasha never started. Nobody ever said that Eirachluk Chum is the reason why you don't do Yachleku. And the reason why there is no Din Yachleku over here. That's in a case where you're building yourself based on the Tainas. In a case you're building yourself not based on the Tainas, of course you do Yachleku, even though it's Eirachluk Yechayel Yasemes. Tonight, in Mitzvah Shem at the quarter to 11, we'll continue our exclusive Vav on Mesilas Yesharim.